Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Special guests visiting us in studio this morning are from the Prinshof School, and to tell us more is Principal Karen Swart. I will start with you. We have more guests, but definitely start with you, Mora, and bye-bye, welcome.
Mora, Martin, bye, dankie.
Wat doen julle daar? Vertel my meer. Prinshof.
'N ongelooflike area, skool in die hartjie van Pretoria, vir sy gestremde leerlinge, visueel gestremd, en ons leer leerlinge om absoluut volwassenes te word, onafhankelike volwassenes, van graad R tot graad 12, curriculum gewys, kosas gewys, 'n holistiese ontwikkeling van 'n kind wat 'n behoefte het.
Hoeveel kinders is daar?
471. Okay. Met 'n gewigswaarde van 5. So as ons 'n gewone hoofstroom was, het was ons oor die 2000 kinders.
Ek sien. En leerders, onderwysers en swan?
Onderwysers, die hele personeel is 175 personeellede.
Okay, so this is quite a big operation.
Ja, 9 koshuise.
Wow.
So, onderwysers, goeie hulpdienste en personeel wat absoluut hard vir die skool het. Dit is die passie moet daar wees.
Val, jylle moet goeie werk doen as een van die leerders self wil inkom. Hier is daar een goeie idee om vir Caroline Skeepers te ontmoet. Caroline, goeiemôre en baie welkom.
Goeiemôre, dis lekker om hier te wees, dankie.
Praat sy die waarheid van die skool?
Sy praat definitief die waarheid. Die skool is a veilige hawe vir meeste mense, meeste kinders. Die iets, soos die Engelse sê, a home away from home.
I see. And where are you at in life right now?
So I am at this stage working for Prinshof School. I am doing their proofreading for the teachers to see that the documents are, well, braille ready.
Okay. Oh, so wow. A braille proofreader.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
And this school obviously does amazing work and very, very special work. Yes. And it's actually quite big as well. Mm. Where does your funding come from?
Well, we depend mostly on government funding.
Okay.
Due to the fact that our parents come from everywhere in South Africa and even in Africa.
Okay.
So in other words, we are dependent mostly on government subsidies.
That means it must be enough.
That's debatable.
That's highly debatable. You say that the kids come from various backgrounds. I'm guessing, and tell me if I'm wrong, a lot of parents are probably not, what's the word I can use, prepared or up to the task?
Yes, and especially it takes a lot to accept the fact that you've got a learner with special needs.
Okay.
So that's one hiccup that you first got to go over. And then thereafter, our parents, most of our parents are single parents, poor social backgrounds, and come live on the grants only that they receive.
Oh, really? Like SASSA grants?
Yeah. And disability grants, etc. So in the question of finances, the school has to write off around 3 to 4 million rand a year.
Wow.
Because it's money that we can't get in. So we have to do fundraising. So we have to reach out to communities because the parents cannot take part in this.
And dare I say, there's a lot of pressure on you because you can't disappoint. You can't let these kids down. The circumstances that brought them there were probably enough to deal with. And jy het net die woorde gebruik, Caroline. You called it a home away from home. And with that comes a huge accountability. So you got to get... How much money must you raise? What do you need to raise right now?
At this stage, our goal this year is to take our hostels and to make it absolutely a home.
And even more homely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And to so that it doesn't look like a dormitory. Or it doesn't look like a place where I just have to sleep.
It's got to feel right.
It must feel home. It must feel warm. And to do that for 9 hostels and 265 learners staying there 24/7.
Ouch.
It is, it's quite a task.
But I must say, you came up with a plan. And you came up with an event that really stood out for me. I mean, this when I heard your idea, I thought, okay, now this is how you do it. Tell everybody how you're going to attempt in raising funds.
Well, we thought of the fact we're a visually impaired school.
Yes.
Very few people are aware of how does it feel to be blind?
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel not to be able to see?
Mm.
So we came up with the most basic thing. How do you eat when you're blind?
Mm.
And that's where the idea came from, dinner in the dark.
How incredible is that? Dinner in the dark. You've got my attention. What happens there?
Well, we're going to have a function on the 7th of March at the Hotel Arena. And we have all masks.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a dark place. It's just a question of when the food is served.
Yes.
The three-course meal. Then everybody must put on their masks.
Wow.
Now, just as a weird sense of humor, try eating peas when you're blind.
I love you, Corin.
It's quite a challenge, you know. We've tried it before, and we had soup and those small little butter containers. And at that moment, I just felt, you know, I can eat bread without butter. It's too much trouble.
It's too much?
It's too much.
Yes, I'm done with it. So you are doing an event to give people insight.
Correct.
Empathy, in a way, to experience it. It is a brilliant concept. But now, hang on, you're confusing me. Are you saying 7 March? That's now.
That's now.
That's Friday.
That's Friday.
That's Friday, Corin.
I know.
And Caroline, how many tables have you? Okay, so how much is a table?
Per person, 600 rand per person.
Oh, that's very good.
For the three-course meal and the entertainment.
No, hang on now. So the 600 includes the food.
The food.
And the entertainment.
And the entertainment, because we're going to have a line dancing there, and whoever's blind is supposed to take part.
Well, for once, I feel comfortable to coming to the dance. 600 rand per person, including all of that.
Correct.
Sure. Okay.
So
it's a great deal. It really is a fantastic deal. And it is a fantastic concept. I love it so much. So 600 rand, and hoeveel mense by 'n tafel?
10 mense. So it's 6,000 rand.
Okay.
And if these companies, for example, that assists, we are a non-profit organization.
You can get a certificate.
So you can get a tax certificate.
So it's 6,000 rand a table.
Correct.
And how many tables are there in total that you can get in the Heartfelt Arena, right?
We can go as wide as ever. But we are looking for about 30 more tables to
be sold. I love a goal, Corin. I love a challenge.
He really does.
Okay, so you need how many tables?
We need at least 30 more tables.
Okay, so 30 more tables. How many of you? How many of you sold?
We are at 30 tables, but our goal, that's too small.
It's too
small.
Go
big or go home.
You know what? And also, you've made it so affordable, you need a lot of people to make money here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so 30 tables sold. You need 30 more tables. It's a big arena. I've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like 30 is going to make it look empty anyway. So you need about 60 tables. I agree with you. So it's 6,000 rand per table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's pull in one of our good friends to the show. And it's always good news, whether she's on the phone, whether she's in studio with us. Dit is altyd verskriklik lekker om jou gesig te sien. Rita Ingenbreek, representing the Spa Pretoria region, is probably well known by now. En wanneer daar nood is, wanneer daar uitdaging is, dan is Rita en Spar net daar. Lekker om jou te sien.
Hi, goeiemôre Martin, goeiemôre Span.
Wat 'n great idee vir 'n fondsinsameling.
Weet jy wat is ongelooflik? Ek het jare terug 'n funksie bygewoon wat ook 'n ding in die dag was waar hulle die hele kamer donker gemaak het. En dit was, excuse nou die pan, maar dit was regtig eye-opening, want dit was om net te ervaar wat die mense ervaar. Ek bedoel, ons vat soveel dinge vir granted wat jy kan eet, en skielik om net wyn te gedrink het, want waar is jou glas? Jy weet, ek dink mense partykeer nie besef nie regtig hoe bevoorreg mense is om te kan sien nie.
No, I think it's a fantastic idea to give people a little bit more. understanding.
Correct.
Dan dink jy dis 'n goeie idee toe hulle vir jou sê, Caroline, hierdie is die idee vir Dinner in the Dark. Wat was jou gevoel gewees?
My gevoel oor dit was, dit is 'n amazing idee om vir mense te probeer wys waar ons, wat ons obstakels is. As gesigsgestremde mense.
Ja.
En ek dink die grootste daarvan is om te eet. Soos wat sy gesê het, probeer om ertjies te eet, even rys. Soos dis, is crazy.
Ja.
So ek dink dit is 'n wonderlike idee en ek dink mense gaan baie baie leer uit dit uit. En ook meer empathy hê met dit.
And I think ek het so spes mas, Caroline. Ek dink ons gaan vandag vir baie baie mense se aandag trek hiermee.
Yes.
Ek hoop regtig vir so. Jy goeie nuus vir hulle.
Ag natuurlik. Weet jy wat, Martin, Spar is lief vir die gemeenskap en Prinsesshof is definitief deel van die gemeenskap van Pretoria al oor 60 jaar.
Ja.
En het, ons noem graag onsself Spartoria omdat ons so baie winkels in Pretoria het wat so passionate is oor ons gemeenskap. En van Spartoria wil ons vir julle nog 8 tafels borg. So ons wil graag vir julle daai geldjies gee dat julle kan meer geld insamel vir dit wat regtig nodig is.
Ons het al dankie. Verskriklik dankie.
Dit is 'n groot.
Groot.
Baie 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 dankie daarvoor. Soos ek sê, as jy hoor, Rita se naam hoor, Spar, Spartoria, North Region, wat ook al, is dit altyd 'n goeie ding. Dit is ongelooflik. So daar's 8 tafels. So nou staan ons op 38. Ons missie is, ons challenge, die uitdaging is 60. Dis 'n groot uitdaging. Ons skrik nie. Dan van die Good Morning Angels fonds, as jy nie omgee nie, gaan ons dit match.
Okay,
dan gaan ons nog vat. Ons kry nog 8 tafels bykoop. Okay, so daar is al klaar wat om die 100.000 rand se tafels. So dis nou 16 tafels.
Ja.
So nou is daar 14 oor.
Ja, jy is reg.
Yes, like, kyk vir my. So 14 tafels teen 6000 rand 'n tafel. As jy al vanoggend luister en jy dink vir jouself, hoe kan ek 'n verskil maak? En terselfdertyd deel wees van iets wat ek nogal dink is verskriklik slim.
Ja.
Dit is baie interessant en ook baie van die leerders en onderwysers ontmoet by hierdie ongelooflike cool plek by Prinshof. 'n lekker aand van musiek en lekker kos, 3-gang maaltyd. En weet jy wat nee, hier is nog so klein bietjie, this is a little bit more encouragement we're hearing from the learners themselves.
Staying in the hostel is like being home away from home. In the hostel you make sisterhood bonds, you find mothers far away from your mothers, you know where you go when you need help.
The hostel has been a home away from home. It protected me from the poverty I was facing at home. It gave me a second mother, Tani Naniki, who was my pillar of strength when I was facing the worst.
I was able to do everything that I can do or I am able to do at home, such as studying, socializing, and most importantly, learn how to do things independently and individually.
They provide us with good food. We've met amazing people, and it's like our second home. We can tell our tinies anything, any bad things that we're feeling, and they help us.
Incredible feedback and testimonials. You want to be part of this? Here's the deal if you're just tuning in. It's this Friday at the Heartfelt Arena in Pretoria on the 7th of March. Three-course dinner, beautiful dinner. It's a dinner in the dark so that you get to experience and understand more what the learners go through and at the same time have a whole lot of fun with them. I think it's a superb idea and a great evening. 46 tables now sold. There are 14 tables remaining. Wie wil 'n tafel hê? Aan wie kan ek 'n tafel verkoop vanoggend? En vir jou forceer om baie pret te hê en lekker te eet saam met hierdie goeie mense. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
It was great having you here. Caroline, nice to meet you.
Karen, so
bye bye, dankie met wat jy gedeel het. Rita, liefde vir julle, soos altyd.
Baie dankie, dis altyd 'n groot voorreg.
Good job, Angels, so far. Good job. Here's our number, 084-850-0942.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So, Good Morning, Angels, this morning, if you missed it, was all about the Prinshof School. It's a school for learners with visual impairment in Pretoria. They do fantastic work. They have hostels, obviously dedicated, specialized learning staff. Learners from all over the country, many from homes that just couldn't have them.
Mm. Yeah.
Depending on SASA grants, it's not enough. It's specialized learning, as you can probably imagine.
Yeah.
And they've come up with such a brilliant, such a smart idea to raise funds. Yes. They've got a dinner in the dark.
So genius.
Night this Friday at the Hartveld Arena. So everybody, if you're not visually impaired, as you can see, gaan jy so 'n maskertjie dra. It's so that you have the same experience.
Yeah.
And the learners are excited about it.
A 3-course meal and entertainment.
Mm.
And you get, I love that you kind of, it becomes immersive and you really get to discover and be a bit more empathetic for people who are visually impaired.
Yeah.
And I'm going to dance because no one can see it.
Yeah.
No. They will have entertainment as well. It is a beautiful evening. 6,000 rand per table.
Mm-hmm.
That's 600 rand a head. That includes 3-course dinner and everything else.
And entertainment.
It's incredible.
And entertainment.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic idea. So we were standing on 46 tables.
Yeah, we had 14 tables left.
So 14 tables left
mm-hmm.
to sell the event out at 60 tables. And that makes it a really decent fundraiser. Ah, weet jy, as mens vra, op hierdie radiostasie, op hierdie oggendprogram, is daar mense goedhartig genoeg om 'n paar duisend rand te spandeer om iemand anders te help, dan sê mense ja. It absolutely is my favorite thing about coming to work. Adrian uit Kempton Park, hoe gaan het met jou, Adrian?
Goed, dankie self.
Lekker, lekker, dankie. Wat 'n great idee. Wil julle deel wees?
Asseblief, man.
Gaan julle 'n tafel koop?
Ons gaan nie een tafel vat, ja.
Dit is fantastisch. Die 6,000 rand van jou gaan die rechte plek doen. Jullie gaan baie pret hê, Adrian. Baie, baie dankie. Wie verteenwoordig jy?
Nee, ons doen het sommer privaat. Net ek my vrou, ja.
Yes, man. Hoor jy, geniet elke oomblik.
Ons gaan. Baie dankie.
Jy moet daar erkies raaksteek.
Ons gaan maar sien hoe dit gaan uitwerk.
Dankie, Adrian. God bless you.
Welcome.
Thanks, my friend. Antonio. How are you?
A very good morning to you, Radio Jacaranda.
I'm so glad you were listening at the right time. Who do you represent?
So we want to come and bless this evening with a group called Sons of Thunder.
Wow.
And the Sons of Thunder are a group of enthusiasts that own Ford Mustangs.
Wow.
And that is and that's our purpose. Our purpose is giving. And blessing others that are in need. We're about a year old now in this coming month. And we're going to be excited to come and row those muscle cars on Friday evening at your event.
Hey. I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So not only are you banging a table, you're going to add those sounds. Oh, the kids are going to love it.
Yeah.
It is exhilarating. Oh,
absolutely.
Paul and I are sitting here going, we need to make a plan.
Yeah,
cancel things. I want to be this. And hear the Mustangs. Antonio, bless you all and enjoy the evening. Give us feedback afterwards, okay?
Shall do. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. I thought you said shall be. Mustang joke.
Nice.
Antonio, have a good day. Cheers, man. Bye.
Thank you to all. Bye for now.
Oh, there we go. Oh, I love this so much. Charles, let's go to this line here. Charles, good morning.
Hi, morning, Martin. Inspan.
Hoorie, gaan jy 'n tafel vat?
Martin, ja, ek kon nie anders as om te sê ek moet my familie vat nie. Ek is nou nie 'n besigheid wat ek kan bring nie, maar ek dink ek en my vrou en die kinders moet regtig hierdie ongelooflike geleentheid kom beleef.
That just touches me so.
So much.
Charles, dit is amazing. Ja. Wat is julle van?
Meiburg.
Die Meiburgs. It's intuiting at me, so who is daai nou vir goeie harte? Vrygewigheid. Hoorie, maar Charles, jy en die familie moet dit geniet, hoor.
Baie dankie, Martin, ons sien uit daarna.
Baie dankie, my vriend, dit is amazing. Dankie, Charles.
Lekker dag, Charles.
Cheers, bye-bye. Are you keeping a score there?
I'm trying to, yeah.
How many are we left?
So we left with
11.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to this line here. Wouter, goeiemôre, hoe gaan met jou?
Hallo, Martin, goed en jy?
Lekker dankie, waarvanaf bel jy, Wouter?
Pretoria en maatskappy met die naam van Atu
Financial Services. Ek het al aan naam, ek het al woord al iewers gesien en I've definitely
heard of that. Ja, ek het al 'n bietjie gesels in die verlede.
Yes, man, I know Atu, yeah, absolutely. Wouter, en wat 'n fantastiese idee nie van die vir die skool nie, want dit is 'n lekker fondsinsameling.
Ja, dit is briljant. Ja, ek het so 'n bietjie van 'n persoonlike koneksie in die sin dat my dogter Anshin was onderwyseres daar.
Oh, wow.
En ja, so ons het hierdie kinders se verhale weer al oor gesien en aanhalingstekens, en dit is net wonderlik wat die skool doen. So ja, was lekker geleentheid om deel te wees daarvan.
Oh, fantastic. Gaan jy 'n tafel vat?
Man, ek wil meer as 'n tafel vat, so ek sal graag 8 ek gaan jou match, Martin, so wow. Ek gaan 8 tafels borg. So
yes! Wouter van 'n 2-8 tafels, dit is 'n R50,000 bydra, dit is amazing. Wouter, bless julle, dankie vir dit, wat goeie harte, gaan ondersteun die mense, toe as jy finansiële raad of dienste nodig het, Wouter, groot, groot hart, dit is amazing, geniet die aand, baie dankie Wouter, hoor.
Dankie Martin, en dankie ook vir die initiatief.
Dankie man, tot ziens, bye bye.
Bye.
Sure, that's inspiring right there. That is amazing. Where are we now?
We're sitting with two tables left.
Two left.
Is there only 2 tafels worth? Okay. 8 plus 3, mense. Dis 11, uit die 14 is 3.
Drie,
excuse. Okay. Ja, 3. Net so. Ons gaan nou wiskunde nie, it's too early. as jy tafel wil hê, daar's net 'n paar oor. Hoeveel is daar oor? 3. Daar's 3 tafels oor. Net 3 tafels, teen R6,000 'n tafel, wees die laaste 3 mense of maatskappye, dan is daai event uitverkoop, dan hulle 60 tafels, en jy maak 'n baie groot verskil. 084-850-0942.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.
Lots of love going around the show this morning, you know it, it's a Wednesday. Good Morning Angels was all about the Prinshof School, and they care for visually impaired students in Pretoria, and they need funds. Government funded, they need a whole lot more than that. They've got hostels, obviously, lots of teachers and lots of learners in great need. And the one phrase that got repeated over and over again is from the learners is that it's their home away from home.
Yes.
They feel so at home there. They feel so appreciated, understood, cared for. They feel that a sense of belonging.
Yeah, and safe.
Because at the school, people get it.
Yeah.
You're visually impaired, obviously, many, many challenges, but they make it so much easier for them, and I love that. And they come up with this fantastic idea for a fundraiser. They're calling it Dinner in the Dock. So that you can buy a table, and those who are not visually impaired, you will get a mask.
Yeah.
Mask, yeah.
And you can experience the whole thing in the dark, with all darkness as well. So kind of to give you that understanding and empathy, if you will. At a certain level, obviously. So what a great idea. 6,000 rand a table. They sold 30 or something. We said, right, let's get to 60. Let's get them 60, then the place is full, and it's a great fundraiser. We have 3 tables, believe it or not. 20 minutes later, we have 3 tables remaining.
Oh, man.
That's so good.
Paul Nodier, goeiemorgen, Paul. Gaan met jou? Of Paul?
Nee, baie gedankie, man.
Lekker, waar vanaf bel jy?
Ek bel van Syntec Engineering in Pretoria.
Okay, lekker, Simtech Engineering. Sê vir my, dink jy nou, hierdie is 'n baie goeie idee nie, nee?
Dis uitstekend, man. Het gee mys net weer bykie daai geleendheid om net bykie niemand anders in skoene te sit.
Dit is die groot waarheid, daai my vriend. Paul, het jylle, wil jylle tafel hê?
Ja, definitief, hou en hankie.
Fun.
Ek blaar dit nog een gemaak.
Jy, nou is al
net mys uit.
Whilst the stock's lost. They're lost.
Yes.
Okay, so jy laat die tafel, Paul, dan is daar nog 2 oor. Baie dankie vir jou groot bydra daarso. Geniet Vrydag aand en gaan vir almal vra. Ek wil nooit net 'n foto sien asseblief. Ek wil 'n foto sien van al hierdie goedhartige, amazing mense wat hierdie ondersteun het.
Maar dit gaan in die donker wees. Ek kan foto's neem nie.
Neem dit baie. Just keep it going until there's the right shot. Geniet om hoor. Lekker dag verder. Cheers, Paul.
Dankie.
Okay, bye. So there are 2 tables remaining.
Sure, I can.
3, 2. Oh, well, there's Janu on the line.
Oh.
Janu, goeiemorgen.
Hi, Martin, goeiemorgen.
Gaan het daar zo, is jij van Harties af?
Harties poort, daar zijn.
Oh, lekker, lekker, lekker. Wat een voorrecht. En vir wie teen verteenwoordig jy daar? Wat doen jullie?
Ons verteenwoordig jy is even het Harties poort.
Oh, nice.
En, ja, ons wil het bitter graag een tafel, as jy blij ons gewoon in krijg.
Hey. Dankie Janu, jylle daar so as jy eindom soek in Harties, Chaz Everett, also Janu Boysen en die goeie mense daar. Hoor jy, geniet Vrydag aand, baie dankie hoor.
Baie dankie Martin, waardeer, lekker dag vir jylle.
Geniet om Janu,
bye.
One table left.
Oh my goodness.
Morgen, Juliet, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, and you? All good.
Well, thank you. Where are you listening from?
I'm listening from Irene in Pretoria.
Ah, okay, howdy, neighbor. And who do you represent there?
I create ceramics. We created the Red Barn, where we do ceramic paintings.
Ooh. Oh, fantastic. Ooh, beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely special. And don't you think this is a fantastic idea? What a beautiful event.
Absolutely. I think it's fantastic. So glad we can assist them and help them in a little way to reach their targets.
Well, listen, I've got one table left. Do you want it?
We'd love to take it. Thank you very much.
Yay. Wonderful, Juliet. Everybody at Create Ceramics out of Irene. Thank you for being so kind-hearted and supporting this very special event and school.
You're absolutely welcome. Very welcome.
Thanks, Juliet. Cheers, eh? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Creates ceramics. They're taking the last table and then it's done.
Oh, this is incredible.
Wow. Well
done. 60 tables. Great fundraiser. Have the most fun and ask somebody just to please take a picture of everybody. We want to post it on Monday so we can see who this class of generosity is for 2025, man. For this beautiful school, Prinsenhof School in Pretoria. Good job, Angels. Great job.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.